Masechet Menachot Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The Korban Mincha, a flower offering, has to be offered with certain precautions and also certain proper kavanot. There are four main avodot, main different steps when offering a Korban Mincha. Number one, there's the kemitzah, which is the scooping up of the flower with the three middle fingers on a person's right hand. Number two, netina bakeli, placing it in a klesharet, in a sacred vessel of the Bet HaMikdash. Holacha, walking the komets that a person placed in the klesharet to the mizbeach. And fourth, haktara, the burning of the komets on the mizbeach. These are paralleled to the four main avodot done with a korban as it's slaughtered and eventually thrown on to the Mizbeach. So the Kohen's actions here have to be done a certain way, but his intentions also have to be done a certain way. An improper intention could invalidate in certain scenarios a Korban. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about offering up a Mincha with the intention that it should be a different type of Korban Mincha. There's a variety of different types of korbanot when it comes to the flower offerings, and if a person had the wrong flower offering in mind, we'll talk through different cases. Mishnah says, "Kol ha-menachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman kesherot, ela shelo alu la-be'alim mishum chova." Says the Mishnah, all types of mincha offerings whose kemitzah, the scooping up with the three middle fingers, was done not for the sake of the korban mincha that a person was supposed to do, but for the different type of korban mincha, that type of korban mincha still remains valid and the offering proceeds like normal, but the korban mincha that he brought does not count towards fulfilling an obligation, and therefore he would have to bring another one. Let's say he vowed to bring a certain type of korban mincha, and his kavana was he's offered as a different type of korban mincha. He proceeds as normal, but he does not fulfill the swear that he made, and therefore he would have to bring another korban mincha that was done appropriately with the proper kavanot. Chutz b'minhat choteh u'minhat kenaot. The exception to this rule is the minhat choteh, the mincha offering of a sinner, and the mincha offering of minhat kenaot, the mincha offering of a sota, which if done with improper intention, in other words, if being offered for a different type of mincha, different type of korban, they become completely invalidated. The minhat choteh that we just mentioned is a mincha that's brought by a poor person instead of bringing a regular animal hatat for the violation of one of three sins. Number one, if a person entered the Beit HaMikdash when he was impure, or he ate kodashim, he ate from holy food while he was impure, that's one. Number two, if he swore falsely that he didn't know a piece of testimony that could have helped out somebody in a trial that had to do with money, that's called Shevu'at Ha'edut. And lastly, if he violated a swear that he made, Shevu'at Bitui. In all these cases, he would have to bring a Minhat Choteh, and a Minhat Kina'ot is the Korban Mincha that a husband has to bring when he's bringing his wife in on trial as a sota. The Minhat Kenaot is the Minha of jealousy. So in these two cases, if the improper intention was there, then those two Minha offerings do not proceed and are not offered on the Mizbeach. We learn this out from a Gezerah Shava about a Korban Hatat. If a Korban Hatat is brought with improper kavanot, if it's brought to be a different type of korban, it's completely invalid and is not brought on the mizbeach. And we connect it to a korban hatat, to the minhat choteh. It's the same type of thing. So we connect it to that, and we also connect it to the minhat kinaot as well, all through limudim, all through different pisukim that hachamim connected to. Now we'll bring down the different types of proper and improper intentions that a person could have to invalidate these two mentioned minachot. Mishnah continues. Minhat choteh uminhat kenaot shekematzan shelo lishman. If a person took a kemitzah of flour from either a minhat choteh or a minhat kenaot, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different type of minha, Natan baklish bakli v'halach v'iktir shelo lishman. Or he took the komet in a klesharet, or he brought the komet to the mizbeach, or he burnt it on the mizbeach, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different type of korban mincha, or lishman v'shelo lishman. Or he did one of these avodot with a partial improper kavanah. He did it for its own sake, for the sake of the minhat hote or the minhat kinaot, and also for the sake of another type of minha. So he had an improper intention on something else in the middle of one of the avodot that he was doing, or shelo lishman v'lishman, or did the opposite. He did one of the avodah with the intention that it should not be for the sake of the minhat hote or the minhat kenaot, and then he switched his mind. He also had for its own sake. In all of these cases that we just mentioned, pesulot, the minhat hote and the minhat kenaot are completely invalid because one of the avodot wasn't done completely okay. In order for these two types of minahot to be valid, all four avodot that we mentioned have to be completely done with proper kavanah that it's for that type of minha. Ketzad shilishman v'shilo lishman. What's an example of an avodah done for its own sake and not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban minha? L'shem minhat hote u'l'shem minhat nedava. Let's say somebody did an avodah and he had it both for the sake of the minhat hote, and also in his mind for a voluntary donated minha. Or shilo lishman v'lishman. What's an example of an avodah done not for its own sake and also for its own sake? L'shem minhat nedava u'l'shem minhat hote. He did it, the avodah, both for the sake of a voluntary donated minha, which is on the outside, and also for the sake of a sinner's minha, which is the korban we're talking about. And therefore, since it wasn't a full proper kavanah, the person who's bringing this korban, the minha is not accepted and is not burned or offered on the mizbeach.